Good morning. How's everyone? We're going to talk today about the Holy Spirit and the importance of Jesus' birth. Now, we know from Scripture that Scripture tells us that Jesus is the light of the world. And that's why we light candles in the church. And actually, if you look at our altar and at our pulpit and at our lectern, you see candles. They're carved into our pulpit, into our altar, and into our lectern. Also, there's candles carved into the font. Why are the candles carved into the font? Why would that be important? Well, you remember that when you were baptized, and Oakley, I'm going to stand here next to you. Hopefully, I won't fall on you. And I'm going to light what's known as a baptismal candle. Now, it's not the custom of this congregation to give a baptismal candle. We give a baptismal napkin. But when I light a baptismal candle, this reminds us that the light has come into you. The light of God has come into you when you were baptized. That's why we have candles carved into our font. Because when you're baptized, you are washed clean of all of your sin, and the light of Jesus now shines in you. You are now filled with the Holy Spirit, and it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that you can shine the light of Christ into all, into everyone that you come into contact with. That's why these little candles are so important for us, and why candles within the church are so important for us. You remember on Christmas Eve, while you guys were singing in German, what happened? Yeah, we took off the Advent, or we extinguished the Advent candles, and we lit the, what candle is that up there? That's the Christ candle. A pure white candle. We light it on Christmas Eve to signify that Jesus has been born, the light of the world has come. Advent is now finished, but Christmas now continues. So, we see the Advent wreath is still here, but really that's a Christmas wreath. Because what does a green wreath represent for us? Evan, do you know? Remember, the light of Christ is shining into you, and because the light of Christ is shining in you, Jesus has given you, the Holy Spirit has given you, a very valuable gift. What is a gift that he has given all of you? Evan? He died on the cross to give you what? Not death, but life. So the wreath represents eternal life. It's in a circle, and it's green, which represents life, and that unending circle of everlasting life, which you received as a free gift. I just dripped wax on my fingers. That feels really good. It reminds me that this is hot. Anyway, when you were baptized and the light of Christ was lit in you and his light is shining through you, he has given you a very valuable gift. Not only is his light shining in you, but his life is now shining in you. And that life is everlasting life. A spiritual life that will never, ever end. For when Jesus comes, what will he say to you? He will say, "Welcome to my kingdom, for you are my dear child. And my kingdom has been made or prepared for you, even before you were born." That's the love of Jesus that he has for all of us. Okay, I'm going to blow the candle out, and maybe I won't make a mess on the carpet. Good, our janitors won't be upset with us. And with that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending the light of the world into this dark world. And it is you, O Lord Jesus, who shines your light. And when you come to us, O Lord, in our baptism, you wash us clean and you light your light in us. It is your light that shines through us. Help us, O Lord, not to hide that light, but to reflect that light, to show that light, to speak of you and to speak the truth of you, that you are the light of the world. And because what you have come into the world to do, to die for our sins and then rise on the third day, we know, we are confident that we have life everlasting, always and forever in you. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks. And all the children said,